Mass migration could be the dissolving force that destroys the European Union, bloc stop diplomat admits. By Kurt Zindelka on September 23, 2023. Mass migration could become the dissolving force that destroys the European Union. The bloc's top diplomat admitted amid thousands of illegal migrants landing on Italian shores and internal disputes between member states over the relocation of migrants. Speaking to the left-wing Guardian newspaper in Britain, the EU's High Representative of the Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy Josep Borrell warned that cultural differences on what to do about Europe's continued migrant crisis could ultimately break up the bloc entirely. Dismissing the impacts of Brexit, in which the British public decided to leave the EU mostly over arguments surrounding migration, the Spaniard said, "Migration is a bigger divide for the European Union. And it could be a dissolving force for the European Union." The former Spanish foreign minister claimed that the reason why the EU has been unable to come to a broadly accepted common policy on immigration was due to cultural differences, saying that while countries such as his left-leaning homeland have a history of encouraging immigration, others have a Japanese-style mindset. "There are some members of the European Union that are Japanese-style. We don't want to mix. We don't want migrants. We don't want to accept people from outside. We want our purity," Borrell said. "The paradox is that Europe needs migrants because we have so low demographic growth. If we want to survive from a labor point of view, we need migrants," the globalist politician added. While neoliberals in Western Europe and the United States have argued that the only means of confronting declining demographics is to import millions from the so-called global south, conservative countries such as Poland and Hungary have argued in favor of instituting pro-family policies, such as generous tax breaks for mothers, to encourage native population growth. "A country will only be viable if its citizens share largely the same values. If not, the nation, the country, will fall apart," Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán declared in 2021 while warning that leftist advocates of mass migration to solve demographic issues are seeking to install a new proletariat of foreign workers in the West. The comments from Borrell come as Brussels is seeking to force countries such as Hungary and Poland into accepting illegal migrants from other member states in order to distribute the burden more equally. The EU has approved a measure that would punish non-compliant states with a fee of €20,000 for each illegal they refuse to take into their country. In response, the Conservative Law and Justice, Peace, government in Warsaw has announced that the Polish people will have the right to have their voices heard with a referendum on the issue. The growing dispute comes as Italy is facing huge waves of illegals pouring across the Mediterranean from Africa, overwhelming landing spots such as Lampedusa, which saw some 15,000 migrants arrive in the span of just days on the island with a normal population of around 6,000. While populist-leaning Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni was elected on a Stop the Boats platform, even calling for a naval blockade to prevent people smuggler run boats from crossing the sea, her government has overseen the highest number of boat migrants in years and has so far refused to take any hardline measures, opting instead to broker a deal to send money to Tunisia and Libya to crack down on smugglers. On Friday, the EU released the first €127 million in financial aid to Tunisia. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.